It is time to war with Dr. Joshua Todd as he releases Kingdom Truths, Teachings, and Transformation through the Wisdom and Revelation podcast series. Are you ready to war? Find out the how, who, what, and where on this session of Wisdom and Revelation. This is war.
Well, I think this is a pretty momentous moment for me. I am very nervous to share with you some really deep and transparent things, but I wanted to. I wanted to provide some really great background as to why I'm releasing this war podcast. Now, I recorded this podcast at the end of August. Since then, I've made a lot of updates and improvements, thanks to some help from really great friends and leaders, to what I'm doing. I do believe I've adopted the attitude of a spiritual father of mine, Dr. Don Lynch, that I want to show consistent improvement. I'm not trying to be everything, but I do want to do things well to my ability and in accordance with good stewardship, right? Because you don't always have $10,000 to spend on audio and video equipment. And that isn't necessarily the priority right now that I find myself operating in. However, as I launch Wisdom and Revelation, I wanted to share with you background. I thought this is a pretty cool story, and I think I'll try to share it really quickly so you can know what I'm about to release, hopefully in the next day or two. I am someone who often finds myself really relating to the leading of Holy Spirit and really attempting to be led by His presence and the way He desires to be involved in really small and mundane things. I was recently, 10 years ago is when you're about to hear this audio clip. I was traveling for work and I was up in the Ozarks attending a meeting where there were some reports of revival. It was very close to where I was, only a 4-hour drive, and I heard testimonies and thought I would go up there and see what was really going on. Now, I've been trained specifically in a very unique and niche way to be able to quickly discern if what's happening is genuinely happening or if people are just really excited about it and tend to hype it up, so to speak. Not necessarily that their intentions are bad, okay, but that they're hyping something up. And so I wanted to see, is this God moving or not? And I went up there, drove up there, got a rental car on the weekend, decided to put my flight for work back on a Monday on my own expense, drove up there on the weekend. And on my way up, I was, I was praying into, you know, what God had for me in that moment. So I drove up to the place, go into the place and get ready to enter into revival. And Holy Spirit just kind of moved on me as I sat down and said, this is not really where I want you to be. And I was like, well, what do you mean? You hadn't said anything to this point, but you know, the reality is I wasn't really listening. He said, this is not really where I want you to be. I want you to be at Freedom House. And if you're not aware, this was 10 years ago. So my involvement at Freedom House at the time was a different level of involvement now, but it was my home base. It was my place. Now, I had believed a lie at this point. The lie that I had believed, many people operate under the assumption of that context is more important than character. Now, I didn't realize it, but I was always looking on the outside, always tending to vagabond towards the idea that I was going to walk into some magic moment. This magic moment. Thinking I'm going to come into an anointing. I'm going to walk into a place. I'm going to become somebody when I go somewhere else, because this is just, this is the place where I'm being fathered. This is the place where I'm learning to lead. This is the place where I'm, walking through strategic and really intense, the fires of God, all-consuming fire type of approach. And so the Lord said to me in that moment, you're not really where you're supposed to be. I want you to get back to Jacksonville for tomorrow morning session with leaders that were traveling from outside of town. And I was like, okay, well, let me see if I can make it happen. So I began to make phone calls, called the airlines, how can you get me back? I knew there was one session left. I was like, how can you get me back before that session is over? And, people at that time were you know, they were cramming for flights, and the lady was on the keyboard. You know, you didn't do it with an app 10 years ago in the same way you do now. And she was on the keyboard. She's like, well, if you do this, do this, do this. And she's like, I don't see any way of getting you in before, you know, 10 a.m. I was like, well, what's the earliest I can get in? She's like, well, the earliest I can get you into the airport is going to be around 11:45 a.m. And I was like, well, you know, thinking logically at that point, I'd have to drive all night to make the other airport to fly out, fly through the night just to get there 15 minutes. And that's the airport now. That's not the actual, you know, location, the destination of our home base. She's like, you're going to get there 15 minutes before, you know, this thing ends. Are you sure it's worth the cost? Because I was about to pay a pretty significant cost to get there when it was going to be over. And I was like, well, Holy Spirit, you know, I must have blown it. I missed it. I'm so sorry. And Holy Spirit kept pushing me. You need to go. You need to go. You need to go. I'm like, well, why am I going? You know, I don't get it. So I made all the arrangements. I jumped in the rental car within 10 minutes of being at the place, the meeting where they were having these meetings. Obviously, some renewal was occurring. I wouldn't say revival. You know, I don't measure maybe the same way everyone else does, but it was more of a renewal occurring. People starting to experience some things that we would call pretty much kingdom normal, but new to them and legitimate. And so I jumped in the car, drove to the other airport, flew out, and, you know, landed the next morning, up all night, same clothes, jumped in my car at the airport parking lot, drove as fast as I could to Freedom House, and arrived. And these leaders had stayed over and felt by the unction of Holy Spirit that they needed to lay hands on the men one more time, even though they had already done it. And then I, of course, run into line, my wife just saying, hi babe. She's like, what are you doing here so early? And walking right into line with my work clothes on, and I pull out my phone to record, thinking, man, Lord, there must be a reason I'm here, but I'm not sure what it is, because I can tell it's already over. And then these great leaders who I really honor, apostles, you know, in their own right, but prophets, prophetic apostles, apostolic prophets, who are generals in the kingdom of God and are connected to one of the greatest prophetic lineages, I think, in the kingdom. And I'm talking, of course, about apostles Tom and Jane Hammond. And so they're ministering, laying hands on guys, but it's like one of those lay hand, lay hand, lay hand, lay hand. And then they stop it at me and lay hands on me. And then that's when they engage in the prophetic. And this word you're about to hear right now, this is what started 10 years ago. I'm celebrating 10 years of that word. This one I pull out all the time. If you're not sure or aware of who I am yet, I honor the prophetic word and pull it out continually in my life as being a Timothy, in the sense of Timothy always went to battle with the words. I am going to kind of share that word with you. So the audio quality is different. It may be a little bit louder on your audio. And I do apologize, but I want you to know how seriously I take the words from kingdom leaders that I really honor as some of the most legitimate people in the kingdom, and how they impacted me that day, and how my obedience and the cost came to me receive something right where I should have been anyway, and how it impacted me, and how I'm still carrying the revelation of it, and how now I'm walking into it 10 years later on a process I have literally walked through the fire of God to become the man they're talking about. And I'm not there just yet, but I'm certainly on my way. Here it is from Kingdom Generals, Apostles Tom and Jane Hammond.
Oh, Jesus, and I thank you, Father, that over these men, Father God, that there is a double portion, Father God, that you are loosing over them. Lord, I know we've laid hands on them once, but God, we are releasing the double portion to them. Father, I bless this young man right now in the name of Jesus. And the Lord says, son, I want you to know that I put you in the fire, that I might begin to pull you out as a sword that has been softened in the flame, that I might begin to hammer upon the edges of the ministry that I put inside of you, that I might begin to hammer upon the edges of the giftings that I've given to you, says the Lord. And the Lord says that I want you to know that the fire has been to make you pliable. The fire has been to make you moldable, says the Lord. And the Lord says that the hammer has not been because I've been upset. but the Lord says the hammer has been, because I need to sharpen your edge, says the Lord, for the new season that I'm bringing you into. And the Lord says, son, I am sharpening a double-edged sword in you. I am sharpening the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, so that you can swing the sword one way and it cuts one way, and then you can swing the sword the other way and it cuts the other way, because I'm anointing you as a man of breakthrough. I'm anointing you, says the Lord, to begin to break the way open so that the army can flood in. I'm anointing you, says the Spirit of God, with out-of-the-box thinking and with the out-of-the-box understanding. And the Lord says, son, the double portion anointing that will flow through you will bring even the fruit of signs and wonders and miracles. And it will begin to open up that which has been closed, and it will begin to unlock that which has been locked. The Lord says, son, I'm building a fire inside of you that will cause awakenings to come. Now, Lord, we charge this man of God. We thank you, Father, that the fire is serving a purpose, that the hammer is serving a purpose, Father God. And, Lord, it is to make him a sharp threshing instrument in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we loose that now. In Jesus' name.
I see where the Lord says, son, I'm going to give you even a varied experience where you're going to find that you're going to be connected with people from high and low stratas and from different segments of society. And I'm going to show you how you can cause beyond the things that would seem like limitations to connect heart to heart. And you're going to be able to cause people to understand that they do have an important part to play. And the Lord says, I'm going to stretch you, son, out of even your own culture, out of what you've known, into the new, that you will be able to do the work that I've called you to. And even the younger generation will have an ear to hear the things that you will decree in this day that will cause a fire to be lit inside of them, to know that they have a part to play too, and that what they do will make a preparation in a way that no other people can do. So the Lord says, son, know that I'll give you the words, but more than that, I will release passion out of your heart that will cause many to arise in this day, says the Lord. Shibala Barakata.
That double portion, we release that anointing right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Wow, that word still stirs me deeply. I remember exactly where I was in life when I got it. I remember how I wrestled through it, and I remember how close I was to walking away from my destiny. Things that, thank God, to people like apostles who I honor, Tom and Jane Hammond, and how deeply that word impacted me. God knew that was a make or break moment for me, and he went through so much to get me into the right place, and it cost me dearly to get there, and for only that. That was the only reason. It was completely and absolutely worth it. This is why we need kingdom leaders. So I want to encourage you to really take the prophetic words that come forward, and why I'm doing this, why I'm engaging in it, and why I'm working so hard at the technology, and why I'm working so hard to do a good job. And, you know, some people are like, well, there's things you can learn to make this more, you know, palatable for people. You know, you can, you know, SEO it, and you can market it. And I'm not doing that. I'm trying to be faithful to this word. And so this is me doing it. You're like, well, are you ready? Well, that remains to be seen, I suppose. But I can tell you one thing, you know, these stories of what God did with me in Costa Rica, what God does with me through the company and with the company and through my ministry with Freedom House Ministry Matrix and Joshua Todd Ministries, all is tied to this word and how deeply I not only operate in the awe of God and receive his representatives and honor them as who they are. I have so received from these leaders as, you know, my fathering leader made their lives and produce trust in me to receive them. And then I have just, you know, all through my master's work with Wagner and my doctorate with KLI, I've really done, I've really done extensive study over their materials there, what they're doing, here in Florida, out in the West Coast, and how it's impacting the nations is so powerful to me. And I tell you, they're the real deal, and I want to be too. So I hope this encouraged you. I hope you'll tune in on our first real episode of War coming up. It's going to be powerful, and I believe it'll change us if we'll let it, as God releases great wisdom and revelation. Here with me, Dr. Joshua Todd. It's going to be powerful. Hope to see you there.